This week, I reread a book I first read the summer after I graduated from high school, Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning. Viktor Frankl is a psychotherapist and a survivor of the concentration camps of World War II, the Holocaust. He writes movingly, of course, because it does not take much to write movingly of that time in his life. It's a book in three parts. The first part is his reflections and memories of being in the concentration camps. The second two parts are his reflections on what it meant as a psychotherapist and how that experience changed his practice. He writes in summary that he came out of the camps convinced that there were no good or bad men, but that all of humanity was good and bad, and that it was about decisions we make. He says, there is, for every stimulus, a response. We understand that. But he goes on to say, in between the stimulus and the response, there is a space. And that space is our decision about what the response will be. That space is our freedom and our responsibility. As you are reading this, in the second and third parts of the book, you are remembering the first part, where he records what happened to him in the camps. World War II, the Holocaust, these are not the best of humanity. Why it seemed fitting a book to reread this week. Today is not the best of humanity. Today is the day we killed Jesus. We have more bad moments than we like to remember. But amidst all the horrors he recounts, things enacted upon him by the guards, things enacted upon him by other prisoners, the losses he remembers so poignantly, he also remembers those who rose above the situation, who in that space between the stimulus of the horror and their response managed to choose good. He recounts for us his first night in a concentration camp, when another prisoner, risking horrendous punishment, slipped out of his bunk, his assigned sleeping area, and came to tell Frankl and his other fellow new prisoners how to survive in the camps best. Tells of other kindnesses the prisoners would offer one another, of what it was like to watch in the midst of all that horror and dehumanizing influence, to see his fellow prisoners hold on to their humanity, the very core of what it means to be who God created us to be. And he tells of kindnesses from the guards, like the time a guard, as he was passing by him, slipped him bread the guard had kept from the guard's morning rations, risking, on the guard's part, severe punishment. Sympathizers were not looked kindly upon. In between the stimulus and the response is our freedom and our responsibility. Today, we get a chance to remember that in that space, God has always chosen a response based in love, an amazing, undying love for us and for all that God has made. Today, Our challenge and our call is to choose all of our responses out of that same love. Amen.